Hachette Audio presents 53 Days on Starvation Island, the World War II battle that saved Marine Corps aviation. Written by John R. Bruning. Read by Brian Troxell. To the following remarkable people. For my father, mother, and Uncle Dean Kavanaugh, who showed me the history that led to the life I live and love. For Jack Cook, my brother from another mother, who has always had my back. For Jeff and Anne Elizabeth Pullman, dear friends who have given me the space to write and build the best memories of my life. And especially for Gus, the best plumber in New Jersey, whose love of country and sense of loyalty has no peer. Yours is the purest American heart I've ever met. They say history cannot be changed by a single human being. If they only knew. Prologue. Midway Island, June 4th, 1942. The squadron's destruction was swift and brutal. 25 fighters rose to Midway's defense. They faced 108 Japanese aircraft, which were crewed by some of the most experienced and best-trained aviators in the world. The Marines piloted inferior fighters, a mix of Brewster F-2A Buffaloes and an early production version of the F-4F Wildcat, a variant that carried only 4 guns. These young Americans, most of them fresh from stateside training units, had exactly 1 experience with aerial combat. A few months before this historic day, a lumbering, obsolete Japanese flying boat had blundered into fighter range off Midway. 4 pilots from the squadron intercepted and shot it down. In 6 months of duty on the most remote American outpost remaining in the Central Pacific, the incident was the sum total of combat that the men of VMF 221 had seen. Now they faced the might of the Japanese Kido Butai, the aircraft carrier force that had devastated Pearl Harbor and had run rampant across the Pacific and Indian Oceans ever since. The Americans received advance notice of the incoming Japanese raid, thanks to the radar system recently installed on Midway. The squadron scrambled, using converging runways.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?